Yes, we are talking about responsibility. How much responsibility do you have? How much self-determination? How much responsibility do you take for your life? Are you cooperating with the Creator? Do you have self-determination? Do you have a purpose in your life? Do you have faith? Where are you in reference to all of these things? We are here on the air, talking, discussing, looking at what is life really about? Why are you here on the planet? Do you have any reason why you should be alive? Do you know? What makes you tick? Do you eat for gluttony? Do you eat so that you can taste good things? Are you eating for strength? Are you eating to keep alive? What is your purpose here? What is the purpose of food? Why was it created? Now, you know, the Bible lets us know that the food is for the healing of the nations. The leaves are for the healing of the nations. Food is an herb. You have greens, which heals your body. You have fruits, which cleanses your body. These are basic elements of life. Food was not here for you to be a glutton. Food was not here so that you can just abuse it or use it as you see fit. It was put here for one purpose. And when we go into our world, and when we live every day by day, people need food. But are we using food for the purpose it was created for? Or are we using food for abuse? Do I live to eat or do I eat to live? What are you saying, Emmanuel? What does it mean? Am I eat to live? Do I live to eat? What? Yeah, some people just live to eat. That's it. They only live to eat. And some people eat so that they can live a long, prosperous life. Tell me, which one are you? Which category do you fall in? Are you one of those who say, listen, man, I can do whatever I want with my body? He does not care of what you eat. Well, is that what the scripture says? Or is that what you've been told to believe? Do you believe everything they tell you? Maybe. Maybe you're one of those who believes in the standard American diet. You know, standard S, American A, diet D. You know what that spells? Sad diet. Are you on the sad diet? Is it being revealed to you in your sad diet of what is really sad about it? You should be thinking about that. What is so sad about my diet? Is it giving me high blood pressure, diabetes? Is it healing me from these diseases, or is it giving me these diseases? If you eat to live, and you're eating the foods that are killing you, you have a problem. And this month, we are going to try to address those problems. We're going to talk about, you know, the last days, last day things, where we're living. The temple of Yahweh. A perfected people. Do you really think he wants to perfect you? That he really wants to heal you? Do you think that is in the cards? Or do you think that you're just here to abuse and misuse your temple, which is the temple of Elohim? Don't you know that ye are the temple of the living Elohim? Children, when I was a child, I spake as a child. And when I became a man, I put away childish things. Beloved, think it not strange when ye fall into divers temptations, because they're there to strengthen you. Divers temptation? What temptations are you talking about? Okay, let's think and go back in time and let's try to see what's going down. All right. I told y'all to go on my website. I haven't seen nobody come to my website yet, so. But that's y'all, you know, that's y'all calling. Y'all decide what y'all want to do. Okay, the website is www.peopleofcolor1.com. And there you will find lots of information. We have some slideshows that talk about health. We talk about it in our book, People of Color in the Bible. And we'll be reading some of those sections in this chapter. And this section is called The Perfecting of a People. Now, you know that's what Yahweh always wants for us. He wants to perfect us, bring us to a higher state of consciousness, of reality, that we might be able to understand what is going on around us. Because most of us don't know what's going on around us. We're just sleeping. Dead asleep in this darkness. But, you know, darkness covers the world of gross darkness to people. So what else can you expect the people to do but go to sleep? Last week we talked about the disciples falling asleep, right? Because of the darkness that surrounds them. When they went to Gethsemane, they just crashed out. The brothers couldn't hang because they had eaten so much that it benumbs your mind such that you cannot see, perceive, or understand the spiritual things and what is really on the throwdown. Today, we hope to go into the throwdown with you. I've been on a raw food diet and juice therapy for the last, how long has it been? A few weeks now. Over 21 days, that's for sure. But that's where I like to keep it at, you know, around 21 days. Do that three times a year at the time of the feast, at the feast of Yahweh. He has given us feasts that we should keep. So this was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We talked about unleavened bread last week also, and the week before. Unleavened bread represents perfected. And so that's why we're going to be discussing that. How can that be fulfilled? How can the Feast of Unleavened Bread be fulfilled? We know that the Passover was fulfilled at the time of Yeshua, because he was the Passover lamb. And then the next feast is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which begins on the 15th day of the first month, where the other one began on the 14th day of the first month, at evening, is the Passover. So, let's delve right into it. Oh, gracious Father, We thank thee for your mercy and grace that you have granted to us. Open up our hearts, minds, and understanding that you might be able to shower us down with your early and your latter rain, with your spirit. Speak through me and to the people. Help the people to perceive and understand your voice, your words, your thoughts, your aims, your purposes, not mine. For we want them to understand your will and your way for them. So bless us, keep us, use me. Amen. Well, if you go to my book, some of it's up online, you might like this part. You go on the books, you go on the People of Color in the Bible by Emmanuel. Preliminary is establishing a foundation. That's all we're doing. We're just establishing a foundation. Things that you should know, ABCs of the book. Okay, this one is under the section that's called The Perfecting of a People. If you go there, you can find it in the book. And it's online. The purpose of the People of Color in the Bible book is to present Bible from a holistic approach in which it was written and given to us. Did you know that the Bible is an African book, number one? I know we've talked about that before. It's not a European book. African book, the ancients, the ones who created calculus, algebra, trigonometry, okay, who taught Pythagoras all of his theorems. Great mathematicians and architects and scientists and brain surgeons and heart surgeons and all of those things existed in Egypt way back before these guys. So when you talk about this stuff, hey, some deep stuff. So Yahweh is interested in our whole being. He is not interested in religion. Okay, religion is a thing that is made up by man. Most of this religion that has been made up of Catholicism and Protestant, all of this stuff, all of these different types of religion was made up to try to identify what was going on, their notion of a Eurocentric viewpoint. And they created religion. The people who are Aborigines, they don't have a religion, they have spirituality. They connect with the universe and its elements and its entities. So we are told what to do and what to say. They communicate with the universe. So to do that, you have to live in harmony with, you have to be sustainable, you have to live sustainably. You can't be destroying the nature and everything that Yahweh has given you and then say that you're one of his people. No, you're not following him. You're following something else and destroying him, by the way. So that's what the system is all about, the beast system. Okay? So, like I said, it's a holistic book. These books that when you go to churches and schools and then Sunday school, Sabbath school, they're not holistic books. Those are religious books. Difference between spirituality, religion, and holistic lifestyle. So the Bible was written from a holistic approach. It deals with mathematics. It deals with lots of numbers. It deals with health reform. It deals with diet reform. It deals with history. It deals with geography. It deals with nature. It deals with the sun and the moon. So it deals with astronomy. It deals with zoology, animals. It deals with greens and herbs, the healing for the nation. It deals with herbology, pharmakia. It deals with almost everything under the sun. But why do we use the book as a religious book? So that we can tell people, you don't need to read this, you don't need to read that, don't need the Old Testament. Don't get too serious about this thing. You just follow what we say. That's why. And that is not why it was written, and these were not the people who was written by. So, will this develop the whole person's mind, body, and soul? Yes, that's what he is interested in. He is not interested in being lopsided and trying to help you develop a religion. He is not a religious person. He is totally a spiritual being. So, with that said, let's take a little break for a minute. Just so that we can hear from our sponsors.
Everyday Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an all-points bulletin for the saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next time I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Yes, we thank everybody for coming back to learn more about Yahweh's perfected people. How will we be created? How can He use us to the utmost? Okay, so we just found out that the Bible is a holistic book. It deals with mind, body, and soul. It is not a religious book. It's a historical book. Deals with almost every aspect of the human being. And some would like to use it as a religious book and try to keep a person from growing mentally, physically, and spiritually, but to depend on them with their propaganda so that they can only depend on them and feed them all of their funds so that they can stop the work from moving forward. But don't worry, Yahweh's work will move forward with or without your help. But that's beside the point. Okay, next, will Elohim have a perfected people? Will he have one at the end time? Has he ever had a perfected people? He had individuals. You had Enoch. You had Adam and Eve before they fell. You had Elijah, went to heaven. Bible called Job perfect. So yeah, there's been individuals, but not as a people, as a group, as a nation, as a organization, even though you have all these denominations that claim that they, you know, they're perfect, they're sanctified, they're filled with the Holy Spirit, and all of this stuff. But if you check them out, you'll realize they're a long way from that. Well, let's look at some of what is the safe Yahweh. Elohim wants us and made us to reflect his image and glory to the world. So he just doesn't want you just to develop yourself. He wants you to allow him to take over your mind, body, and soul, such that you will reflect him, such that you will be dead. We talked about that before. Talked about the flesh warring against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. That you're dead, and now Yeshua is being revealed to the world through Yahweh and the Holy Spirit. So they all have a role, and they want to perfect us and clean us up and make us like them. Adam was created perfect in order that Elohim's nature could be reflected to the world. Adam was created in Elohim's image. So when you looked at Adam and Eve, you saw the mirror reflection of Yahweh. Deep. So when the angels saw it, that's how they saw it. When the animals saw it, that's how they saw it. So wow, just imagine. And that's when Yeshua came here to planet Earth to do the same thing where Adam started and he failed. Such that that's why the Yeshua kept telling them that when you see me, you see the Father. That I don't do my will, I do the will of the Father that sent me. Remember, we heard about him struggling in the Garden of Gethsemane, saying, "What? Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But not my will, but thy will be done." That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about his will be done in our lives. Are you ready for that? Do you think you can handle that? Well, let me ask you a question. Do you want that at first? If you don't want it, he's not going to force you. He's not going to force you to do anything you want that you don't want to do. Because he's not a forcing God. He's a creator that created you in his image and would like for you to reflect it. But if you don't want to reflect it, he's not going to force you. So, since Adam was created in Elohim's image, but now let me correct that, Adam and Eve, because there's a male and a female part to Elohim, okay? I know some people think he's just a, what would we call it, a he, but there's in every human, male and female attributes. So we as males have also what they might call female traits or things that we need that Yahweh has put there. So that's why he said he made them in his image. Male and female created he them, not created him. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 and 27. And Elohim said, "Let us make man or human in our image after our likeness." So Elohim created man in his own image, humans in his own image, not male, okay? The man is not the male, it means humans. Adam, that's what that means, in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him. Male and female created he them. So right there, it lets you know that in his image was male and female attributes. Okay, there's your scripture. Okay, so don't say that I'm going off and all this other stuff. No, that's what it says. So when he created Adam and Eve, they were perfect in his image, reflecting him. Enoch walked so closely with Elohim and reflected Elohim's image so much that Elohim took him off the planet before he saw death. That's what is called translation. Genesis chapter 5, verses 23, 21. 22-24. Genesis chapter 5, verse 22-24. And Enoch walked with Elohim after he begot Methuselah 300 years. Wow. He's walking with Elohim for 300 years. We can't walk with Elohim for 3 days. How about 3 minutes? Interesting. And begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with Elohim. And he was not. But Elohim took him. And that's cool. Walking so close to Yahweh that he said, "No, I want you to come on home, my brother. I'm going to take you off here." That's what he does. Noah was perfect in his generation. Elohim rewarded him and his children by allowing them to repopulate the earth. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with Elohim. There we go. Abraham walked with Elohim. We are supposed to walk. We claim to be New Testament believers and we're supposed to be able to walk closer because we have the Holy Spirit versus what they had and all of this stuff after his death and resurrection. People talk all of that. But that ain't true because look at what I'm reading. I'm reading all these perfect. These people were perfect. These people who walk with you. I don't see nobody around here. You know anybody walking with Yahweh perfect? Do you know any? No. Have you ever seen him? I think I might have seen one in my life. A lady by Miss Dykes, Sister Williams. Very humble sister. Mm-hmm. So, do you know him? Okay. He promised there will be some. Do you want to be one? Well, if you do, let's keep reading. Okay. We see Noah walked with Elohim. He also received the grace of Elohim in order that he could become a son of Elohim. Without the grace of Elohim, Noah could not have been justified, nor could he have been made perfect. But wait a minute, didn't we just read it? Genesis 6:9, that Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. Then what did verse 8 say? The verse before that, 6:8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Elohim. So when people start telling you the New Testament, we're under grace and they were under the law of the Old Testament, that's a bunch of hogwash, man. We just read it. Look, Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, read it for yourself. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Elohim. So yes, grace has always existed. And it always will. As long as Yahweh sees. But it says, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for he is flesh. So, look out, fellas, women, guys, and girls. How long do we have? We don't know. Okay, now that we know that this grace does not belong to New Testament believers, it is Old Testament doctrine, okay, let's move forward. So, if you've been believing that, you got to tell them, sorry, the first book in the Bible, Genesis, tells us that the people found grace in those days. Elohim also declared that Job was perfect and that he feared Elohim. There aren't many people that Elohim declares to be perfect, but Job was one of them. Let's read what it said, Job 1:1. There was a man in the land of Oz, whose name was Job. And that man was perfect. Not only perfect. And upright. That's two things. And one that feared Elohim. That's three things. And eschewed evil. Four things. Wow. Four areas. The land of Oz was in an area inhabited by two black nations. Of people called the Sabaeans and the Chaldeans. These people robbed Job of all his goods, but this does not make Job sin. So, it was the same with the Africans throughout the African American slavery experience. We did not forsake Elohim, even though we had lost everything. Well, that is very interesting as we compare it to the blacks of Job in his days and us today, and as our forefathers. Well, let's take a break now and let's see what our sponsors have to share with us.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glenn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next time I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Yes, everybody, do we have determination, responsibility, and are we creative enough to understand Yahweh's will as He gives us faith to determine what is true? Yes, we read here about the Sabaeans, about the Chaldeans. just because we lose a few things in the in our experience, you know, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. But when ye are tried, it shall bring forth gold. Try thee. That's what's going on with Job. Job was struggling as he was losing everything. He was a rich man and lost everything. And guess what his wife told him to do? Curse God and die. Can you believe that? Now, is that a person you're supposed to be hanging with? Wow. That is rough. But that's what we must go through. Some people think we're going to be raptured out of here and they'll go through any pain or any suffering or anything. But that is the biggest deception, propaganda tool that the church will ever give you. One day when you wake up and realize you've given them all your money, your time, your energy, and you've been propagating the beast and been in Babylon and been drinking of the wine of Babylon, you realize it too late. This is the time for you to open your eyes and understand what is going on and who. And, you know, if you hear the voice of Yahweh speaking through me to you, then amen. Praise Him. Then, you know, be right on it. Encourage each other in the way that we shall go. So we've seen a few people where the Bible talked about as perfection, but they were individuals. And Yahweh sometimes allows hard times to come so that we can see if we are really following Him, or are we following the church, or are we following the world, or are we following other things, or are we following our family, our friends, our relatives, our husbands, our wives, our children, our pastors, our bishops, our popes, our kings, our queens, our presidents, our congressmen, whatever, governors, our teachers, where are we? Yahweh is calling us today to be perfect like His servants of old. Now, some would say, well, listen, but that was an Old Testament, man. Come on, bro. You know, Yahweh ain't calling nobody to that today. Well, let's see what Matthew chapter 5, verse 48 says. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Now, we have here Yeshua, the Messiah, telling us, commanding us, be perfect. He didn't ask you to be perfect. He didn't say, would you like to be? He didn't say to be the command. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Now, He knows, and we know that's impossible. But without Him, it's impossible. But if He dwells in you and reflects Himself out, that's how Yeshua was perfect. You think Yeshua came here perfect? He was just come perfect kid and all that. No, man. He came here in sinful flesh like the rest of us. And He was born again when He was born. We are not. John the Baptist was born again. Like from his mother's womb, the Bible says. Okay? So He's calling us to surrender ourselves to Him so that He can be a mirror reflection to the world. And that falls under the seventh trumpet. Now, if y'all remember reading when we were talking about the feast days, talking about Yahweh's things, in the first of every month, they would blow a trumpet when the new moon occurred so that you could know that this is the first day of a new month. Okay? And when you did that, when you occurred, after you got to 7 months, that would have been the seventh trumpet blown. Sound familiar to the seven trumpets of the book of Revelation? You were thinking that way? Yes, there it is. You got it. Hey, you're sharp. I'm glad that somebody out there thinking that is totally correct. People might say, we cannot be perfect. Others might also say, do you know anyone who is perfect? That question does not negate the command. Elohim has commanded us to be perfect. He then will supply us with the power and the grace to become perfect in the Messiah. That's how we'll be through the Messiah living in us and through us and to us. My question to you is, will you allow Elohim to perfect your character through the washing of his word? So yes, you should be reading his word every day so that the word can clean you up, you know, wash you out, purge you. That's how we get cleansed. This will cause you to make, to have the character that will be qualified. That's that word, qualified. For you, qualify you for the church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Notice the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 26 and 27. That he might sanctify and cleanse it through the washing of the word. See, that's how we're going to be cleansed. The more you read his word, the more you listen to his word, the more the word becomes part of you. It's cleaning you up and washing and making you white as snow. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Do you hear that? That is where he wants to take us. And some might be saying, now listen, brother, you can, you know, you ain't buying all that. Okay? If you don't buy it, you don't buy it. I mean, I'm not gonna fight with you. But let's read a little more, okay? Let's see what the book says. Yeah, you do read the book, right? Okay, let's see what the book says. Who are the 144,000? Will there be 144,000? Yes, who will they be? Interesting. By now, after one has read the foreword of my book and the preface and the introduction, that means if you didn't go and read that, you need to go online to www.peopleofcolor1.com. Go click on books. Go to religion. Go to the book People of Color in the Bible. Okay? Preliminaries Establishing a Foundation. Click on it. Click on the book. Then click in the book. It'll go through a table of contents and you'll see some that are highlighted. You can click on. And this is what we're reading. So, by now, if you read that, if you ain't read it, you need to go back and do it. And you need to go back and re-listen to my other study. Because we've been preparing and building up. One should start to perceive the Bible as an ancient classical African book revealing the history and the ancient religion or the ancient spiritual system of the ancient classical African. And so I know you might think, oh man, Africans, come on, man, they the witchcraft and voodoo. No, these were the ones who started spirituality. These are the ones who Yahweh has used in the very beginning of time. We have been studying and we have been following Yahweh for 6,000 years. The Europeans have just come on the stage of action the last 2,000 years through Catholicism and this stuff that they got. And they are so screwed up, it is ridiculous. Okay? So they were the last people to ever get an opportunity to even hear what Yahweh had to say. They were the last kids on the block. So they're going to lead out and they're going to teach us? I don't think so. But are they? Yes. And they're taking you right where they want to take you, down the European path, which has nothing to do with the book, because it is an ancient, classical, African, spiritual book. This present truth, now this is the present truth. Many people did not know this up until now, but this is the present truth for our day and hour. This present truth for this late hour in Earth's history shows that the book was written in a typical ancient classical African holistic approach to develop every aspect of the human being, the whole person. My body and soul. And there ain't no European book that would do that. Okay? Only an African book can write from that African mindset. The Bible starts with perfect couple, Adam and Eve, whom Elohim created in his own image. We have learned so far that Adam and Eve today will be classified as by different authorized sources as Nubians, Cushites, and or Ethiopians, because that was the area that they live in that we call today Ethiopia. From a biblical perspective, they were classical African Edenic people, because Africa, the ancient word for Africa is Eden. But you know, we've been tricked by the Europeans and they changed everything, so that's how that goes. They were placed in classical Africa in a region known as Eden. That's where Adam and Eve were placed, in Eden, in classical Africa. The Bible ends with Yahweh's perfected people. This is similar to what he started with in the beginning, but this time they are fully developed, fully reflecting Yahweh's image and character to the universe. These 144,000 Israelites were now being honored by being sealed forever with Yahweh's name and character written in their forehead. These honorees will forever be identified with Yahweh because they have become one with the creator of the universe. They will follow the Lamb, the Messiah, to perfection wherever he goes. Revelation chapter 7 verse 3 and 4 saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of Elohim, of our Elohim, their forehead. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there was sealed 144,000. All of the tribes of the children of Israel. Not one person that is not part of that. Now, you know, the Euros would try to tell you that, hey, this is spiritual. It's had nothing to do. But anyway, let's listen to our sponsors and let's see what they have to say.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy. You just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly. And you sit there, I'm so full. And the next thing, I'm hungry. And God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way. And they said, well, I'm a seed. I'm going to put myself in the bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Yes, we are back. Give me more. And figure this out. Amen. Let's try to do it. Let's try it again. Okay. We were just reading here a little bit about the 144 who fully reflect the image of Elohim. No questions asked. Fully reflect the image of Elohim. Now, what we want to say or try to understand is, okay, till we have sealed the servants of Yahweh. So this is how he identifies himself, to be able to fully reflect. So we be are the temples of Elohim. Now, did you know that? You should. I don't know if you do or not, but let's turn it for 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of Elohim, and that the spirit of Elohim dwelleth in you? Did you know that? If any man defile the temple of Elohim, him shall Elohim destroy, for the temple of Elohim is holy, which temple ye are. So how do we destroy the temple? By eating junk? I mean, the doctor tell you that. That's why they tell you, you know, once you get high blood pressure, diabetes, get off of pork. And the Bible already told you get off of pork and seafood and lobsters and crabs. He already said all that. He said they were unclean animals. He created them to clean up the earth. He didn't create them for you to eat them. Okay? And you might think, well, listen, man, that was Old Testament people. Man. Well, that's why you defile your temple with that stuff. You will get the high blood pressure, the diabetes, the heart attacks, the heart strokes. You will get all of those things. Okay? And those are the curses that Yahweh said that he has put on those who refuse to obey. So now you can say, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. You can say all that if you want. You ain't healed. You've got to get that blood pressure pill. You better take it. Sit over there and die. All right? So you need to understand the reality. We're so deceived. The church tells us so many lies. Telling you, hey, man, you can do whatever. No, you can't do whatever you want. We just read it. He said, if you destroy his temple, you put poison in it, you're going to die. That's what he said. Okay, so that's what happens to us. You want to know why this church is so sick? That's why the church is so sick. They don't follow Yahweh. They just say they are. So we need to wake up. Awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead. That is so obvious. Why is the most of the pastors overweight and so forth? Because they are one of the worst culprits. They're the violators of the law. They don't want to follow this thing, man. They say, yo, bro, man, come on. Now we don't have to do any of that stuff. Let me get out here. Let me get this puff of smoke. They say, you're going, bro. Whatever. And the people just keep on, you know, keeping on. I have no clue of what is truth because they're not studying for themselves. Studies for yourself. You know, the rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what he calls us to do. You don't have that as an option. That is a commandment. The difference between a command and an option, and that is not an option. That's a command. Be therefore a command. Okay, so this 144,000 will reflect him. Yahweh has set before every soul the prize of being sealed with Yahweh's name written in their forehead. He set this before Adam and Eve so they could become one with Elohim. That's what's called at-one-ment. You call it atonement, but it's called at-one-ment. We're sealed with one in Elohim. According to the Bible, the mystery of godliness is when an individual becomes one with Elohim. Did you know that? As it is referred to as the Messiah or Christ in you, the hope of glory. You familiar with that text? In Colossians? No? All right, let's take a second in Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. To what is this mystery? To whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is the Messiah in you, the hope of glory. When we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect. It is again New Testament, perfect in the Messiah. Yeshua. Check it out. It is again. So, he says he wants to present us every person perfected. He said that is the mystery. Want to know some mystery? That is the mystery. You hear me? That is the mystery. When will this mystery be revealed, shown to us? Will we ever become part of that? We should, don't you think? The only thing that's going to keep us out is us and our stiff neck and uncircumcised heart, and always do resist the Holy Spirit attitude. You know how we are. You know, we're the ones, you know, we put the bad boy to death, the Messiah. We don't care about all that. We just be cutting up. This is Yahweh's reward and prize for those who become his faithful stewards. You want to be one of his faithful stewards? Do you want the prize that he wants to give to all of his people? Or do you like the second best? And you like it, you know, what they're preaching to you, what they're teaching you. Is that what you like? Or do you want to let Yahweh change you totally? This is Yahweh's reward and prize. He told, you know, that Moses, when he left Egypt, that he was the recompense of reward. So Moses gave up all of Pharaoh's son and all of the glory of Egypt, as we have to give up all the glory of America, the beast's power, such that, and following Babylon, so that we might receive another reward. Reward. This is the reward, Yahweh's reward and prize for those who become his faithful stewards. The prize of one becoming the temple of Elohim. That's how it says, through the temple. And if we're defiling, we're destroying the temple. And being filled with the glory of Elohim is awesome. That's the prize. The prize of the higher call. That's what he's talking about. Is that what you desire? The prize of one becoming one? The prize of one becoming the temple of Elohim? He used to dwell in the Shekinah glory, used to dwell in a third apartment. Now he wants to dwell in us, in our third apartment, in our being, so that the world might be able to see and reflect him. the prize of becoming the temple of Elohim. Get that in your mind. Think of that. And being filled with the glory, the Shekinah glory of Elohim. His presence which led his people. And he is awesome. And he would like to lead you. And he would love to be embodied you, indwell in you, so that their world will no longer see you, but see the Messiah. What a prize to be desired. One with Elohim. Wow. Yahweh desires for us all to strive for the mark, up for the prize of the higher calling in the Messiah. Did you know that? The mark of the prize of the higher calling. So you might have a low calling. You know, if I look at these church stuff, you got a low calling. No, this is a high calling, which brings one to perfection. Wow. This is some heavy stuff, man. We talked about the prize. We talked about becoming with Elohim. We talked about the Shekinah glory dwelling in us. We talked about us being a mark of the prize of the higher calling. We talked about him perfecting himself through us. Here, we see the 144,000 merging with Elohim. This is done when they yield every aspect of their lives fully to the control of their creator. You thought you yielded something. You ain't yield nothing, man. You see this warfare? You see he trying to bring us to perfection. They reach for the prize of the higher calling of Elohim, the Messiah, and you, the hope of glory. The glory of Elohim filling the temple in the Old Testament during the time of Moses and Solomon, which was just an example of how the glory, the Shekinah glory of Yahweh, will fill each and every one of our temples, our mind, our body, and our souls and spirit. This is the hope and glory we should all be looking to obtain. Amen? Tell me what you think. Oh, y'all need to tell me what y'all think about this. Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Not as though I have already attained. No way. We didn't obtain yet. Paul didn't obtain. Neither were already perfect. Paul said he was not perfect. We're not perfect yet. But I follow after, if that I may obtain, apprehend, or obtain that for which I am apprehended, or what I am pushing toward. Of Yeshua the Messiah. Brethren, I counted not myself to have apprehended or obtained, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I reach forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Elohim and Yeshua. That's our prize. Can we be the full reflection of Elohim? Is that possible? Yes, of course it's possible. That's why he has called us to that high calling. Do you wish for the high calling? Are you ready to push toward that responsibility? Are you willing to work with him? Are you ready for that responsibility? Creativity. He will recreate us into his perfect image. Are you ready? Well, this is our first part in the series. We talked a little bit about Yahweh and how he wants to perfect us. But be for sure, we are not done. Just have what? Faith. Amen. Praise him.